Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello everyone and happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And for those of you who are in the LA area, the call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the absolutely beautiful and slightly rainy and slightly cooler San Francisco Bay Area, the guest call-in number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. And as usual, producer Kina is in the chat room. She's opened it up, so you can log in there. You can listen to the show, say hi to her. And if anybody has any questions, you can type them in, and she will make sure they get to me. So today, we're going to be talking about what happens after learning to fish. Now, about a year or so ago, I had the wonderful opportunity to actually learn about fishing. Now, that being said, I don't do a lot of catching, but I do fish. And even if it's just sitting there and spending a day with very smart fish, pulling bait and off of my hook and eating it, it is a very relaxing type of way to spend an afternoon. And there's an old saying that the worst day of fishing is better than the best day at work. So we're going to talk about an old saying that goes, give a man a fish and you feed him for a day. Teach a man to fish and you feed him for a lifetime. Now today we're going to be exploring sort of an expansion of that story that talks about what happens after we learn to fish, and what happens when we need to adapt to changing circumstances. So, as I follow the story, the teacher walks along the beach of a lake, and he sees a man sitting there who is, you know, he's hungry. And so the teacher says, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you how to fish. So he shows the man the hooks and the lines and, you know, and how to do that and what bait to use. And he, you know, places it in the man's hand and he shows him how to cast. So the guy's standing there and, you know, he casts out and brings in a fish for himself. And the teacher smiles and nods to him and goes on his merry way. He comes back a few days later and the man is still sitting there by the edge of the lake. And he said, well, how's the fishing going? So the man looks up at him and, you know, he looks kind of sad. And he said, well, you know, there's a lot of fishermen here and I wanted to see if I could catch a different type of fish, but it's not working with what you taught me. So the teacher thinks and he goes, well, you know, there's a few different types of fish in this lake and they each like something different. So he sits down with him and he talks about the different types of hooks and whether or not the hook should be close to the top of the water or it needs to be at the bottom and, you know, what type of bait he could use for the different fish. So the man tries it and all of a sudden, you know, he's bringing in these different types of fish. So he thanks the teacher profusely and the teacher goes on his way. Well, you know, about, you know, maybe a week or so later, he comes back and he sees the man sitting by the lake. And he goes, well, you know, were you catching the different fish? And he said, well, yeah, I was. And now there's like tons of fishermen here. And I really can't compete with them. So the teacher thinks for a minute and he goes, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you how to clean and cook the fish and then how to market them. So that when the other fishermen, you know, catch their fish, they can bring them to you and you can make your living by cleaning and cooking the fish for them. And so he takes the man out and he shows him different herbs that and spices that he could use and he shows him how to clean the fish and he teaches him how to cook it and then he teaches him how to, you know, basically market and how he could be able to do that with his fish. So the man thanks him profusely. So the teacher leaves, and, you know, he comes back, you know, maybe about a year later. And so he goes up, and he sees the fish cart, and he sees some people behind the fish cart, and yet he sees the man sitting down by the lake again. And he goes up to him, and he said, well, how are you doing? I mean, you know, it looks like the fish cart is doing real well. And so the guy kind of sighs, and he goes, well, yeah, it's doing pretty good. I couldn't, you know, manage it by myself, so now, you know, I turned it over to some younger people. But I find that I can't stand as much as I could. And you know, he was an older gentleman. He said, but you know, I still want to make a living on my own. And so the teacher thought to himself, and he said, well, a lot of these fishermen use nets. So why don't I teach you how to weave a fishnet? And then you can repair it for them, and so you can sell the fishnets that you make, and you can be paid for repairing fishnets, and you can just sit, and you can be able to just sit in the sun and do that. So the man was very, very happy. And so he, you know, taught him about how to weave the net, and he showed him the just right rope to use. So he sets this man on his new career, and the man was very, very happy. And so the teacher leaves, and he comes back 5-6 years later, and he sees the man sitting by the lake. And he said, well, are you still weaving nets? And he said, well, my hands began to hurt and swell up very badly after a year or two, and now I can't weave the nets anymore. And the man looked very sad, and he said, what do I do now? So the teacher looked at him and smiled, and he said, well, you remember when I taught you how to catch fish? And he said, yes. And you remember when I taught you how to clean and cook and market them? Yes. And you remember when I taught you how to weave a net? He said, yes, of course. He said, well, now that you can't do those things, now is the time for you to teach. And the man looked at him and he said, how can I teach? You're a teacher. I'm not a teacher. And he said, you know everything I taught you. Go and share it. The young people who took over your fish cart, well, yeah, and you taught them how to market. He said, and these other men who started being able to catch fish, who was the one who taught them how to do it? And he goes, well, I showed them what you showed me. And he said, well, now that you can't do it for yourself, I want you to go and I want you to teach these things. But I want you to tell them that for every 5 fish they catch, they must give you 1. So the man thought about it, and he said, yes, I could do that. And as the teacher left, he realized he didn't have to come back anymore, because the man had understood what the final lesson was that when we reach that place where we gain that mastery, where we reach that point where we've learned how to sustain ourselves, and we've learned each of the steps that lead us to being able to be independent, the obligation then is to become a teacher for others. And one of my favorite things in the world to do is to speak to elders, because they are absolutely amazing, and they have the absolute best stories, and I am such a sucker for stories, because there's so much wisdom in them. And the idea that, you know, maybe, you know, someone doesn't have the ability, you know, to cook the way they did, or to you know, do athletics the way that they did, that doesn't mean that their mind doesn't remember how to do it. And it doesn't mean that they can't teach and pass on that wisdom. So the idea of learning a skill, of creating something in your life that you are able to, you know, gain a fair amount of mastery over. There are very few times that we become perfect at anything, because there's always a learning curve. No matter how much you know about something, there's always something out there that is new. And the idea that what the man wanted was each time when the teacher came back, the man wanted the next level. He wanted to learn something else. Well, I can catch these fish, but how do I catch those over there? How many times in life do we run across folks who just kind of, it's like, well, okay, I've learned how to fish, and I think I'll just do this the same way for the rest of my life. And while there's nothing wrong with that, there's a special piece of expansion that comes when we, you know, think, well, this is good, but what would be better? My life is okay the way it is. I'm okay with my job. But how could I be more fulfilled? Is it truly I dream of doing? And is it really necessary for me to give up the dream of what I could be doing just because things are okay? Yes, if the man had just stuck with that first level of learning to fish, he would have sat and fished for one type of fish along with everyone else. And eventually, it would have run out. But by deciding, no, I want to do something else. The trick is that we don't fall back into just, well, I tried that and it didn't work, so I think I'll go back to just waiting for people to give me a fish. That is a choice. And there's a lot of people who make that choice. Maybe they tried something, it doesn't work, and they end up just, I'm going to pick up my marbles and go home. I don't see how I can move past this first part of the challenge. And being a business person and running my own business, there's a lot of things that I had to learn, a lot of mistakes I made, a lot of things that I needed to revise, a lot of things that I needed to figure out. And yes, as much as I love what I do, and I love what I do passionately, there were times when I thought, you know what, I don't want to fight this anymore. I don't want to have to learn something new. I don't want to have to move forward. Maybe I'll just go and work retail or something. There are always times when it seems overwhelming. There are always times when you're just tired of fighting the good fight. Times, maybe you do need to take a break. Maybe you do need to step back. And you need to remember that there's a reason you went into it in the first place. That there's a reason why it called to you to do that just more than anything else. If it's really what you're meant to do, do it. And yes, there are challenges. Yes, maybe you failed at it. And you pick yourself up, go, okay, that was not fun. What did I learn from it? How can I change it? And maybe it means that you find somebody who can teach you to move to that next level, how to shift something. There's an old saying, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And what that means is if somebody knows how to do it and you can learn how to do it, you don't have to reinvent the whole process. You can go with the knowledge that's out there and you can be able to move yourself forward and go, okay, these steps I already know how to do. These other steps somebody else can teach me, and that's going to get me to where I want to be. Is it easy? No. Are there still those places where it challenges us to, you know, try to say, you know, even to find out where it is that you get the information? I mean, in our story, it was very convenient that the teacher was able to show up pretty much when the man needed it. And yes, there are times when teachers come into our lives that seem to step in right at that moment that we are most ready for them. And they're able to share stuff with us and help us to achieve those higher levels of what we want to do. And then ultimately, yes, the teacher goes, because that's the way it's meant to be. It's not meant that the teacher is going to be there all the time to answer every question, because after a while, and a really good teacher will instinctively know when it's time for the person to be able to step out on their own, to make their own mistakes, to not be sure how it's done and figure it out. And when they're ready to be turned loose into the world, student may not even feel they're ready, but that's where the really good teacher comes in and says, no, you are. You can do this. I believe in you. And there are times, even, you know, as a teacher, I've been teaching for some years now. And even as a teacher, I know when it's time for me to seek out a teacher, to seek out someone, you know, when I'm going to be challenging myself with something new, which every teacher worth their salt, no matter how advanced they are, should always be learning something. If someone comes to you and, you know, wants to be a teacher, the first thing you should ask them is, what are you studying now? And if they say nothing, then I would hesitate. Teachers are the ones that are always learning things. And I do love to learn things. And I know a lot of other folks do too. And there's always something new to gain. There's always something new to learn. And even though there's a lot of things that I know of and that, you know, I'm able to teach and share, I certainly don't know everything. And I certainly, even with the things I do know, I don't know every way to deal with it. So as, you know, I look at the relationship between where I'm at and where I'd like to be, there's always that gap of how do I get there? And a lot of times, especially, you know, when people are considering changing jobs, when people are considering, you know, having a change in circumstances, or maybe even going back to school, it is really important, one, to figure out if it's really what you want to do. You know, I've spoken with people, and it's like, well, I'm going to go back to school to get this degree. And I said, well, do you want that degree? Well, it would be a good thing to get. I was told that, you know, it's a good degree to get. It's like, that doesn't answer the question. Do you want hard? And doing something hard makes it a little bit less hard if it's something you're passionate about. So figuring out, you know, should I pursue this particular field of study? What is it I'm going to do with it? Where am I going to go from here? What is the next four levels after that that I'm going to want to do? So look at what it is that you want to change in your life. And if it's something that you want to be able to really embrace on many levels, start thinking about who it is that can guide you. How much guidance do you need? And what type of guidance? For some, it's a very formal, you know, teaching environment. For others, it's just going and hanging out with somebody who's been doing it a very long time. And in some cases, it's just going and sitting and talking to an elder and listening to what they have to say. Because there is very little in this world that somebody hasn't done. And when you look at the opportunities that you have to learn from the experience of someone who has been there, who has, you know, seen the difficulties, and who can help you navigate those waters, that if you end up getting into a bind, or you don't know what to do for the next level, there's somebody who can say, you know, don't worry about it, here's a way that you can increase what you do. And here's a way you can expand yourself. Always with the ultimate goal that what is passed to you, you will pass to others. That at some point, you're going to be the elder. And somebody's going to come to you and say, you know what, I'm really having a hard time with this. And you'll be able to pass on all that you learned, all that you know, to be able to help somebody else move forward. And regarding the story, the fact that a part of the final lesson was that the person receive that there is an exchange of energy. And you might think, well, the teacher didn't charge the man that he was teaching, so why would he encourage that person to, you know, to do that? Well, maybe that man was already a rich man. Maybe he didn't need the money. Maybe he felt that he had what he knew and he needed someone who was very receptive to learning to be able to pass it on to. Maybe he did not want to leave this world with all those lessons within him. We never know what motivates people to do different things. And sometimes it's just a simple act of kindness. Maybe someone gave him some advice once. But it's important, if somebody is moving into something, or if you're moving into something that is, you know, it's going to be a part of your income. I mean, the realities of this world are that, you know, we need a way to pay our rent. We need a way to, you know, do what we need to do. And you know, bartering is a wonderful system, yet PG&E, as far as I know, does not take barters. Neither does the water company. Neither does the phone company. So there is a certain element of, yeah, we need to have a certain amount of what some people call green energy. And that would be, you know, those nice, wonderful bills and you know, being able to exchange money. So as you look at, you know, what are your needs? You know, the original teacher maybe didn't have those needs, but he knew the man he was teaching did. And so he wanted to help him, because that really is a big part of that goal, to learn how to do something. And if you need this to be a source of income, a source of support, then, you know, you make sure that you are taking care of what you need, as well as sharing information, as well as sharing knowledge. In different cultures, it's just kind of a given. It's always interesting, because spiritual people who are doing it as a job, and I will count myself included in this when I first started, have a very difficult time sometimes asking to be paid. And it is equally difficult when you run across somebody who, you know, it's very well deserving, and, you know, maybe they don't have the funds, but, you know, it's, you want to be able to help them out. And that is good. It's wonderful. Just always remember that sometimes people will say things. Back when I first started, there was a woman who, you know, told me how poor she was and how broke she was. And, you know, ultimately I found out she was neither. And I felt very badly, because, you know, it's like, wow, and I had dinner free treatments and all of that. And when I thought about it, it's like, okay, at some point, I'm going to do something for someone. And hopefully, you know, it will be of equal value to what she received. Had I known that she had the money, yet just didn't want to, for some reason, give it to me, would I still have denied her treatment? And at that point, the answer is probably no. I would have still sought to help her, because I just liked doing what I did. And there have been times when, you know, I've modified things. I've worked with people. I do a lot of volunteer work. And when, you know, you offer what you do to someone, there's a very special energy that goes between you. And in a way, by not only working with people, but by working to educate them about health, about wellness, about balance, they are able not just to experience that for themselves, but they can take that information and share it. And that is really very cool to me. Whenever you have a chance to share something, especially if it was one of those hard-won life lessons, because there's a lot of folks who give a lot of advice on things, and when you talk to somebody who's really had the experience, it is it really is very special and it's very powerful. Often I've had people who will, you know, talk about how the proper way to raise children. And when I ask, how many kids do you have? Oh, well, I don't have any kids. I kind of go, well, okay, that's nice. And there's something about the experience that makes it that much more powerful and that much more applicable. I mean, do you have to have actually physically given birth to be a parent? No. Do you have to be biologically connected to a child to parent and to feel that love and connection? Absolutely not. You know, I think one of the most wonderful things that is out there is adoption and fostering and the opportunity that you can take these young people and help teach them, help them learn to grow, teach them to fish, and then teach them to aspire to more than just that fishing. It helps all of us when we each take a step towards helping to make a circumstance better. When new skills come in, when we seek out better our circumstances and to make more of our lives. And for those who can teach, for those who can share, for those who can help others to be able to, you know, move through these processes that much more easily, I mean, you know, blessings absolutely to you. And keep going. People are not always happy about guidance, and sometimes, you know, it's like, oh, well, you showed me this and it didn't work, so, you know, bad on you. Well, you know what? It's you give the best help and the best advice that you can. It's up to the person to work it out for themselves. And if you've gotten advice or guidance from someone and it didn't work out, then try someone else. Talk to other people and say, hey, that person didn't work out so good. I want to work with this other person here. So no matter what, whatever it is that you do, whatever skills you have, always know that if it's something you're passionate about, you can take it to the next level. You can find somebody who can help you with that. And if you can't find somebody close by, ask around, go on the internet, you know, research people. Usually personal recommendations are best. But, you know, let yourself have a chance to be more. If you aspire to, you know, something really big, if you've got like the world's biggest dream, no, you can't take it from step one to step 10. But you can take step two, step three, step four. You can find the people who can guide you through that, being able to adapt, to recognize when circumstances are changing and be able to embrace, not only embrace the change, but use it as a launching point for your next milestone. So, what happens after learning to fish? Whatever you want to happen, whatever you dream will happen. Just always find yourself a good teacher. Before you know it, you will be the one who becomes the good teacher. So, thank you for joining me. And I'll be back next Thursday. I will be checking into the chat room as soon as the technology fixes itself and allows me to. Sometimes I have a problem with that. But I will be checking into the chat room. Otherwise, if you'd like to learn more about me or contact me, you can do so through my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And this Sunday, on the 12th, I will be doing a Sunday service, so if you're here in the Bay Area, come on over to the Center for Creative Living at 1460 Cole Circle, Suite C, park around the back, and I will be talking about finding balance and acceptance through trust and faith. So, in the meantime, until next time, I wish you balance, I wish you blessings, and I wish you wonderful fishing trips. Take care.